increases its surprise. That the shooting of an English woman and the condemnation of several women in Brussels for treason have caused a sensation. What an extraordinary moral naivety. How could they appreciate that after the firing squad had done its work and the body of the woman had been given hasty burial in victims' virtues, would plead like angels, trumpet-tongued, against the deep damnation of her taking off, and pity like a naked newborn babe, striding the blast or heaven's cherubim horsed? Upon the sightless couriers of the air shall blow the horrid deep in every eye, that tears shall drown the wind. This happened with incredible rapidity, and the Kaiser made haste to respite the eight or other intended victims, two of them being also women, and the Berlin Foreign Office also issued to the world its defence of its action. It began with an expression of pity that Miss Cavell had to be executed, but the sincerity of the pity can be measured by the fact that concurrently with Dr. Zimmermann's official apology, there came from Berlin an inspired supplemental explanation which sought to depreciate the character and services of the dead nurse by stating that she earned a living by nursing, charging fees within the means of the wealthy only. The world has an abundant refutation of this cruel and cowardly slur upon the memory of the dead woman. For one who first hazarded her life and then gave it freely to save the lives of others, for such